Yeah, Elul is a time for Chonuf or Shoshanuf. It's not a time to. The truth is, the way you approach Hashanah is the way you approach Elul. If you approach Hashanah with the excitement and anticipation, and you look forward to cherishing every moment of the 48 hours of Hashanah plus the service of Chonuf L'Acharov, because it's a gewaltige time that we have. So Mele Elul passes quickly and puts it to the Chonuf, but if the Rosh Hashanah is overbearing and too burdensome, too heavy, and what if there's an Elul? Elul is not going to be too good either. So the about the is not to minimize the Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, but either somebody has Pachar of Yom HaDin, so that certainly is in praise and appropriate, and it should be. Chayein Tluyim Mineged. But the emphasis on Yom HaDin shouldn't be to the exclusion of the emphasis of the main themes of Rosh Hashanah, which are really two: Malchus Mashoifers and Shoifer, Tzkiyah Shoifer. Those are the main themes of Rosh Hashanah. About the Shoifer Sforim Niftochim, that's also, it has to do with that. The fact that the Mitzvah Sayyim is Malchus Mashoifers and Shoifer has to do with Shoifer Sforim Niftochim before. But you can't really. One should not only focus on the Pachar of Yom HaDin, because then you miss out on it. It's Chabad to miss out on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So we'll start. We start from the Mishnah Lamed Beis. Mishnah Lamed Beis is Seder Brachos. But first you have to understand. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Chayim Shoifers. So the first Marmokah really we should look at is the Gemara Daf Tezayin Rosh Hashanah. If you have a Gemara, take a look at Daf Tezayin. This is a verse. This verse goes through the different moyadim and the mitzvahs hayoyim of each moyad. So it begins mipnei ma omer toyev avi oimer pesach v'in oimer, because pesach is mantvur, and mipnei ma omer toyev avi shtei alechem b'atzeres mipnei shatzeres man peris ilon. Mipnei ma omer toyev nischu mayim b'chag mitzvah nischu chamayim asugis omer kadosh baruch hu nischu lufonai mayim kidei shezeh baruch lechem gishmei shana ve'imu lufonai rosh hashana imu lufonai rosh hashana malchus chayin yisvi shofaris malchus kidei shetam lichuni aleichem. The day of malchus Zichroinus, Kidesh Allah, Zichroinechem, Lufanai, Litoivo. Presumably, this has to do with the fact. So, you want this has to do with the fact that the whole block of Zichroinus is Zay Yom Tchilas Masecho, Zikon Liyom Mishin. Mila Nivka Kayem is there. It's a day in which everybody's Nivka. Nivka, everybody's Maisim, everybody's life is examined and scrutinized, and there's an examination issue in Rosh Hashanah. So, in Mele, Chazal says something very interesting. The Gemara says, "Kidei shi'al zichonechem lefonai l'toivo." Who doesn't want to be zeichet as zikorin toiv? Zichon to be zikorin toiv lefonecho. So the way to do that, it doesn't say is to say we do a lot of things. We say slichus very long slichus over Rosh Hashanah, and the other way, suffers. We say avinu malkeinu. But what Chazal say, the main way to be zeichet is to say besides zichonis. The recitation of Zichroinus. The recitation of Zichroinus really, most of it is statements of fact, followed by Psukim. The Bakosha is a few lines at the end. The Bakosha is the miyut of the bracha. Yeah, we'll talk about it more in another occasion, Mr. Shem. That the way to be Zechar Rosh Hashanah, the way to be Zechar Rosh Hashanah is to be Mekabel Malchus, Tamuchuni Alechem, and to acknowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shefe, Dayon, Mani, everything Gan is with Bashkocha Fortis, to acknowledge that the Zadin Rosh Hashanah is all inclusive. Everything is all in Rosh Hashanah. And the way to be Zeche, if you want to be, this is a secret. It's a secret which Kedai did be Mephasim and to realize. The way to be Zeche is Lav Davke, Ribu Yitfila. Not Lav Davke, a lot of yelling and shouting. the Vinum HaKeinu is a number of different Chazal. The Vinum HaKeinu Kaseyem Sefer Chaim Tov. Everybody gets it's very good. The water, the Smed, the Post Sheik, when we say the few Vinum HaKeinu that you say, Shia Tzibu and Tzibu, one after another, it's a wall shake. It's very good, it should be like that. Only by a boy if it wouldn't shake. But Chazal say it's different. You want to be Zeche Vedin, it's supposed to say Zechoinus. And Pasha lived the experience of the Rosh Hashanah. Experience, and the experience of the Rosh Hashanah, the experience carries over the whole year. To experience the Rosh Hashanah, for example, a whole year, for a whole year, is to realize the things that happen in the course of the year. And what we say, Pasha, I'll just I can take a machz and read that. The Mila Nifka Koyim is there, means anything happens, all events that happen in this year that continue to happen, is Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. If there was a tragic continue of Yeshiva Bocha this week, it's Rosh Hashanah. That was Rosh Hashanah Tov Shanayim Gimel. That's Rosh Hashanah Tov Shanayim Gimel, was Tov Shanayim Dalet, sorry. Was that was one of the Xavier's and Rosh Hashanah Tov Shanayim Dalet. And that's where you leave Rosh Hashanah. It's not a B'choshev, it's a way of life which. If you believe it, so you live it. And if you don't live it, so then you have to. We have to work to make it more nivul abidam. And that's zichreinus. The way to do that is on Rosh Hashanah, we bay bayoyim to say zichreinus with God's kavana. Put the kavana into the zichreinus. Bameh b'shoifa, says the last thing. Bameh b'shoifa. Bameh b'shoifa means two things. It means the say shoifaris. And the ritva says, if you have a ritva, and we have so ritva, you take a look upon the ritva, it's very important. Ritva says, but maybe Shoifa goes back on the first two things too. The Tamlichuni Alech Malchis and Zichoynes is by maybe Shoifa. Means that the Shoifa comes and comes together. The Tkia Shoifa. Maybe Shoifa means not only the third bracha of Shoifa always, but the Tkia Shoifa. Take a look, it says, okay, sorry. Yeah. But maybe Shoifa means that the Tkia Shoifa, which follows Malchis, and the Tkia Shoifa, which follows Zichoynes, is not a coincidence. Not a coincidence, we found a good place to blow Shoifa. We have to blow Shoifa, we might as well blow in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Might as well do it in the new brachas, rather than the old brachas. No. The Kiyah Shoifa Malchus has to do with Malchus. And the Kiyah Shoifa of Zichonis has to do with Zichonis. It's Bameh. That the Tamuchun is Aideh Shoifa. And the Allah Zichonich and Lafana is Aideh Shoifa, the Kiyah Shoifa. Okay, we'll see more about the Mishra Semeh. So the Gemara says, Omar Kosh Baruch Hu, Omar Toiro, Omar Kosh Baruch Hu, and Imu Lafana is Rosh Hashanah Malchus. So the mashma that the chiddush say Malchus Chayim Shoifus is the rest. Oh my gosh, Baruch. The pasuk about Emor. Pasha Rosh Hashanah in Pasha's Emor. Bechodesh HaShvi'i Be'achod LaChodesh Yelochem Shav Bosayin Zichroin Tvuo Mikro Kodesh. Rashi says on these words Zichroin Tvuo. Rashi Chumash says Zichroin Sukei Zichroinis Upsukei Shefores. Zichroin from Rashi means to recite. Not to remember, but to recite, recitation. For example, we will also find that Zocho means recitation. Zocho is Yom Shabbos Kachoy. So from there we learn the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush Yom Shabbos says from Zocho is Yom Shabbos Kachoy. There doesn't mean to remember, like it says in Sifri, in the Sifri Samolik, and the Sifri Miriam. It's not Yochel Belev, has to be prepared. Zochus, very often, Zochus means bepeh. Zichir bepeh. The Muslim is zichir bepeh. In English, you can't say remember orally. So really, remember is not an accurate translation for Zochus. Here it means to recite. Zochus, recitation. Or to mention. So zichir in Tua says Rashi means sukei zichirinus. Men talk about sukei zichirinus or sukei sheforis. Which is what the Gemara just learned. So Rashi learns that's what Rashi teaches the pasuk. Zichro and Tuo as being posted at Tzibur, the same machis zichron shavis. That's meant to machis zichron shavis. Why continues Rashi? Let's go look at Makedas. Let's go look at the Bible. Okay. Ramban brings down Rashi. So he says, first of all, Hoytoruch Rav Lavi Gam Suki Malchis. Why does he leave out Malchis? So there's no some food in his posse. That's why. Well, that's Ramban's kasha. Hoytoruch Lavi Gam Suki Malchis. Yeah, that was something more different. If you learn the Lama base, it brings the Mokov saying Malchis. Okay. Fine. Avo says Ramban, Kol Ze Asmachto Midirayim. The Zichron Tour, the other Tzukim from which we derive that the Abbas and Malchi is Chon Shavis and Asmachto Chon Rabban. It's not a Chiv Gomo. It's not a Chiv Gomo. It's not a Chiv Gomo. Chon Rabban. And he brings a Rai. Mufush Omru, he brings a Rai from the Gomo Roshon Tech Lam Dalek. That if the Shea Yoris, the Gomo says we have the Gomo Roshon Tech Lam Dalek. Shea Yoris. And the Flam Daldon base. The Gemara says, Mitzvah betegi nesim min ha-mevochim. Ketzad. Flam Daldon base, the three-point line. Shea Yoris, Bachas tegin, Bachas mevochim. In one city, they have about Kiyah. In Lil Shefer. Bachas mevochim. The other one, there's a Shliach Tzibah. Mevochim means they'll say the Bochus. What means they'll say the Bochus? It means the Shliach Tzibah. We're talking about somebody that's not a Bochi in the Bochus and has to be Yetzir Shemei Koinim. And so he goes to the place and he listens to the Shliach Tzibah. So what if he has to choose? Never, he has to choose. One place he'll hear Shofar, he won't hear Brochus. There's no Shliach Tzibur, there's no Tzibur Musaf. But he has a Shofar, it's about Kiyah. And the other place is a Shliach Tzibur. There's no Shofar. That's in the Chorin, the Posh, not anymore. Says the Gemara, Holchich Lemokom Shetaykim, you should go to hear Shofar. Vein Holchich Lemokom Shemvochim. She just says the Gemara, why should he choose to hear Shofar as opposed to hearing to Biyoyse Musaf, Machson Shofar? She did, Hodder Isa, Hodder Bono. Shavuot the Raisa and the Chiv Brochus is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, yeah, Pshita. Lo Yitzvich Avgav the High Vatei Vai Sovik. Even though it's only Sovik, whether it's a Shavuot, he should still opt to go to the Mokom Shavuot. So Rabban says, that's the Rabban. It's not for the Gemara. Not for the Gemara. That Brochus is the Rabbanon. Brochus is the Rabbanon. That's just for your school, so we'll have to answer this Kashi Kwan Rashi. So it's Kashi Rashi. So what's the Kwan Rashi? What's the title of Zichron Tvor? What's the title of Zichron Tvor? What does Zichron Tvor mean? Suppose it's a word, it's a phrase in the Torah, but Rosh Hashanah. So we'll see, in Maisa, we'll see, in the Gemara, if you look in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, you see that there are three titles of Zichron Tvor, two or three titles of Zichron Tvor. It says in the Rabban, Zichron Tvor is Kmei Yom Tvor Ilchem. The same way it says in Pas Pinchas, Yom Tov Lachem, Zichron Tov, and Pas Emor means the same thing. Doesn't mean to talk about Tkiyah Shofar, but means to blow Shofar. So why is it called Zichron? Because Zichron describes the function of the Shofar. It says in Rabban, Shneria, Bayem, Ezeh, V'yeh, Lonu, Zichron, Lifnei Hashem. I did Tkiyah Shofar, we have Zichron, Lifnei Hashem. So Zichron means give, provide the Shofar, the Tvor, provide us with a zikoin. That's the type of zikoin. Yom zikoin tour. A zikoin with neavina shabashma my day tour. That's the kind of type of zikoin tour. Good. Commercial name, like the pasuk says, was katem b'chatzaytzus. V'vohi lochem lezikoin lifnei lochem. That type of zikoin tour. So one pshat in zikoin tour is that one pshat. So again, so the value we've seen two pshat in zikoin tour. One pshat zichron tour means to say the psukim of tour. That's what Rashi says. Another pshat, Ramban says zichron tour describes the function of the shofar. How the bimal is zichron. Both the ma'ase, both pshat mean the gemara. Rashi didn't was mechayesh one pshat, Ramban was mechayesh the other pshat. Both pshat mean the gemara in different places. In the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara, the Mishnah says the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbes is not to give Shofar. So the Gemara says, how do we know in the middle? Why is it not to give Shofar in Shabbos? So the Gemara, there's a Mandoma, two Mandomas in the Gemara, that says it's a possible term. The Gemara says that Chof Tesam Beis. Kosev Echolim is Zichu Ein Tuo. Kosev Echolim is Yem Tuo Yelochem. Zichu Ein Tuo Yem Tuo. Two Pesukim. So the Lord Kash just says, there seems to be a stevia. So the Gemara says, Loi Kash. Loi Kash means it's Yeshve. Loi Kash means there's an apparent contradiction, which I'll tell you the answer to. That's always Loi Kash means. Always Loi Kash means. And the Foshim say, just the Chagav, the Foshim say that even Bishlomo, Bishlomo also means that. Bishlomo means there's a Kasha which I'm having the answer. Bishlomo means the Kasha. I'm telling you, Teres. Loi Kasha is a head. Loi Kasha means there's a Kasha which I'm having the answer. So what, it's a serious. Zichron Tour means no tour, but only a recitation. Yom Tour means Glow Shofar. So you want to say, Loi Kasha can't be Yom Tov Shchalis B'Shabbos. And Shabbos is no Shofar. So that's Zichron. The Posen Emor is referring to Yom Tov Shchalis B'Shabbos. If it can be Yom Tov Shchalis B'Choyl, that's the Yom Tov and Batis Pinchos. So what does Zichron Tour mean? Says Rashi, right here, in the first Rashi in the Gemara, Zichron Tour, Vloi Tour Mamish. Talk about Tour, but don't blow Mamish. Ela mikroei shel tuah yom, the same pesukim of shofar. This is the mark of Rashi Chumash. That zichron tuah means recite pesukim about shofar. Lemaisa, our nusach hatfila reflects this chat, this gemara in Rashi. But our nusach hatfila, is that when Rosh Hashanah is Chalis B'Shabbos, we don't say Yom Tov Yelochem, we say Zichron Tov. When Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, last time it was 4 years ago, it's Yom HaShabbos, it's Yom HaZikron, it's Yom HaZikron, it's Yom Zichron Tov. It's Shabbos Zichron Tov. B'chol, we say Yom Tov Yelochem. That Nusach HaTfilo reflects this chat in the Gemara and Rashi. Zichron Tov means a day in which we don't blow. That's why our Nusach is Shabbos is Zichron Tuah. Zichron Tuah. And Rosh Hashanah, when Chatzal's Bechor, we say Yom Tuah. Yeah. On the other hand, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah two places. The Gemara says, Chavov of Ralph. The Gemara says, Shaiva Kevin, here the Gemara talks about we ain't going to take an Ashes again, Sanego. You can't use one man domer says you can't use a Karen shall par because it's reminiscent of the power of the eagle. And can take an ashes an eagle. So the one says Shreva Karen do Zikoroin or see Kilifnim Dori. It's like there's a Simon Pogan more. Karen do Zikoroin. Shreva comes with Zikoroin. So Zibu standing Bifnim. Zibu standing Bifnim. Bifnim can't have any. Bifnim is the Kodesh Kedosha. Bifnim is the Kodesh Kedosha. That is what the Gemara is Meramis. But the Ramis means it says it in three words, but the Indian is a tremendous Indian. The Tia Shaifa is like everybody standing with Nival's name, Kosh Kadosh. Therefore, it's not appropriate to use the Karen Shalporo. Just like the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in, the Kosh Kadosh doesn't wear a big Dezov. For some reason, that's what the Gemara shall do. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kosh Kadosh, he wears a big Dezov. Why not big Dezov? Not to be a. Because in Kategor, that's a Sanegor. For Zov, was the eagle as though, so Enka Tegan Asa's eagle. And the eagle had a carrion, so it didn't win in the Shofar. And it says Zichma, how does Zichma know that Shofar is Liz Zichorin? Because there is a Zichma in Tua. Otherwise, you won't know. And who had been the moment for us? Moment for us, Zichma says in the Chavtes, Zichma says, the Chidish that Mitzvah's. Rova holds in Kol Tefula mitzvahs and tefilas kavana. Zayis Emeris says Rova hatakei l'shir yotza hatakei l'shir. If he blows the shofar for the sake of shir, the Chanan says shir means to mean shabach with Rova. It's yotza. Why? So it's not a treater. But no, the chiddush and shofar. Mal the tema zichron tu aksiv. Mal the tema zichron tu aksiv. Zichron tu means so. Mal the tema zichron tu aksiv. And if the Kehl Shir is Lo Yotza, well, what's the connection? Just because it says Zichron Tua, why should I think that the Kehl Shir Lo Yotza? The answer is because Zichron Tua here and Chof Ches, the Gemara understands, the Gemara says Zichron Tua means is a description of the function of the Shofar. Shofar comes to be Mal Zikorin. Shofar is a form of Tefillah. Since Shofar is a form of Tefillah, and that's what the post of Zichron Tua means. So you will think Tefillah, if somebody blows the Shofar for a different purpose, maybe it's not Yotza. That's the chiddush of Rav Avraham and Yotzer. But at the bottom, you see the title of Zichron Tur is his Rabban's. And here is Rabban's title of Zichron Tur. Okay. Shibole Aleket brings down that the Nusach HaGoyim, that Rosh Hashanah and Nusach, the Nusach HaGoyim in Tfilo is not like our meaning, but rather that Bein B'Shabbat, Bein B'Chol, we always say Zichron Tur. I was remembering the opposite of our meaning, which is based on the other one, which is based on this story. A Zichron Tur means Zichron Tur HaKupam is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah Shalosh B'Chol. And that's the other part in the Gemara. So the difference is quite a trick. Maisa, we go with what it says in Sikh, we go. Well, Maisa, the Rabban, okay, so that the Rabban, Maisa, asked the Kasha and Rashi. Rabban asked the Kasha and Rashi that says that the text of the Apostle is different to what it says in Sukkot. The Rabban claims that it's not smachto, And he brings it off the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mokum Sotegim is the Raisa, Mokum Sotegim is the Rabbonim. Is the Raisa, to answer the Kasha. Yeshayim are like this. That's in Vod Ayurvim. Remember the Chayim Rokham? Ever said it too? Without all the Ma'am Kremis. The Mishnah of Lama Gimel says, Lama Gimel Beis, the Mishnah says, Seidit Kiyah Sholosh Sholosh Sholosh. Seidit Kiyah is about three, Sholosh 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 means three rounds of three. Three rounds of three Kailas. Three times three. Three rounds of three Kailas. Kiyah to Kiyah three times. Sholosh is a phrase in the Mishnah, which means a set of three. It doesn't mean three times three times three, which comes to 27. It's only if you have nine colors, man. This is the next week, Yom Hashem. But look at the Rashi. What we want is the Rashi. Rashi here says quite a few times, and this is enough. Say that Kiyah is Sholosh, Sholosh, Sholosh. So the Rashi, Achas the Malchis, Achas the Zichronis, Achas the Sheforis. What was Rashi want? The Maaseh, the everybody knows that the Midrash of the Chiyuv Shofar is nine colors. At Kiel Chaneh, Kiel Tzur, in the middle, at Kiel Chaneh, Kiel Chareh, three times. How do you know three times? The Gemara says in Devil Amidal, because it says two or three times in the Torah. It says two or three times in the Torah, so three times in the Torah can't become the nine. Three tours. As Mandorma says, the one tour you don't count, so only six is the rest, and three Midrash Shofar. That's the Sugi Devil Amidal. But listen, if you want the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara, you just know that. How do I know what the three, the nine koilis, which consists of three sets of three, is a conglomerate? Three is a combination. Three truths, and the kilo vanilla chareil. We learn that from Apostle two. So mainly comes out to nine. So Rashi, in the very beginning, says the set three sets of three. One is for Malchus, one is for Zechonis, one is for Shepharis. He has said once, he has said twice, he says it five times. Next, Rashi. Moshach B'Shniyo, he says, Moshach B'Shniyo talks about one Tkiya for Malchus and the Tkiya for Zichronis. Then what was most interesting, very interesting, the Mishnah says, look at the Mishnah on the Gimel Beis. Mishnah Berach, the middle of the Mishnah, Mishnah Berach means somebody that davened Musaf, said the Baruchos, V'chagach Nisman Elo Shofar. He didn't, when he davened Musaf, he didn't have a Shofar. He got Shofar only later. Chakach Nisman Elo Shofar. Tekeya Umeriya V'Tekeya Sholosh Pomim. So what does he do? He blows his Shofar. He blows his gears after Musaf. He had no choice. Ahechach Lo Yigune. Says Rashi, Tekeya Umeriya V'Tekeya Sholosh Pomim. He's talking about San Nochomo. We're talking about somebody damned Musaf. Yochid, Tzibur. Chmeis. We'll see about that, Mr. Shem. With the Tzibur, Gedam Musaf. But at the bottom, they damned Musaf. And they didn't have Shofar, so what do they do? So the Rashi, Tekeya, Maria, Tekeya, Bishul Malchus, Vichei, Mishul Zichronis, Vichei, Mishul Shofaros. It's after the Musaf already. What do you mean? What does it mean, Bishvil? What does it mean, Bishvil? Another time, Rashi says, Daflam Medalit, Minayin, Sholosh, Sholosh, Sholosh. So Rashi says again, in the narrow lines, Chadu Malchus, Malchus Chada, Svarnas Chada, Lashifaris Chada. And the two other Rashi's, the Rashi in Sukkot, where the Gemara talks about Machlokes Yehuda and Chachamim, whether Tkiya, Tkiya, Tkiya is Mishimachas, or you have the Machlokes and Shimon. So Rashi there also says, Achas the Malchus, Achas the Svarnas, Achas the Shifaris. And nobody asked him, Chachamim. Who asked him? Let him get better than the Torah, Machlokes and Shifaris. And another Rashi, told you it was five, I think I hit five already. I'm over five already. Rashi in Eruchin, Daf Yud. Shoma teshet kiyos, teshet shayis, Rashi quotes, Shoma teshet kiyos, what are the teshet kiyos, that's Rashi. Shoma shemachis, Shalosh HaZichroinis and Shalosh HaShafaris. And not only that, Rashi in Tehillim, Kapitul Pei Tes, the pasuk, the first pasuk we say right after the Shofar, we say, Ashmei O Meid Yisroel, Hashem Bo Panachi Aleichem. What we say, that's the first possible way to call. Tkiya says right after he finishes the Tkiya Kedelo, Tkiya is a mutual of Ashrei, oh, Medei Shua, Hashem Bo Benochi Aleichon. So Rashi there says, look up in Tehillim, it's Kapitul Pei Tes, Ashrei, oh, Medei Shua, so Rashi says, Yedim Lefata, it's Lefata, means the peace. It's Borom, with Tkiya Shaifa. Yedei Tua doesn't mean that they blow good keys, the good trumpet players. But Yedei Shua means that they understand the meaning of Tua, and they use it. They use the tool, the fatah, the bar, to appease the bar of Elam. The malchi is the financial service. Malchi is the financial service. So Ashrei Yedei Yisroel, to be a day Yisroel, Rashi says it means to know. I mean, we know because the Torah said so. That's how we know anything. It says in the Torah. But we know, we granted that idea that the way the Shefer goes together with malchi is the financial service. So Ashrei in quite a few places. So what's up? So the first point is like this. The first point is that what we said in the beginning, the Bamebe Shofar, that the three koilis of Shofar are Shofars of Hamlocha, Bimamach Rosh Baruch. Another three koilis are koilis in which the Shofar proclaims. We understand it, but the koilis which go together with zechroinus, the ato zechem asayelum, ato zechem asayelum, and the other three go with shofars. What's shofaris? Shofaris. What's the theme of shofaris? Gilushin ato neglaze benank v'derech umatn toyo, and what's it love? That's the theme of the third bracha that we say. Ato neglaze benank v'derech alam kuchelchol davimom neshamayim espatam kolochol the gilushin and what's it love? And what's it love? The sukkim were being from tzuv, from neviim, and from tzuvim. Talk about the Shefer Shem Shiach, what's love? Hashem came by Shefer Yitzko, Valach Besaris Temon. But you talk about Shefer Godol, those are Sukkim being. There's not some Chatz Shefer in it. There's talks about the function of the Shefer, what's love, will be Nochamo, to proclaim, to announce the Gila Shechina that's going to take place with the Gula Shlemo, the Tikkun HaGodol, she's Gal Mehmet Yemenu. So we blow Shefer to indicate that. Out Kia Shefer that we do goes together with that. Those the oifin that there were three themes in the Tkiya Shofar. Three themes. Okay, do it. The Rambam added another theme. The Rambam added. It's not a stereo, but Rafsadi Gain and all the Machzorim before Tkiya Shofar, they print 10 times the Tkiya Shofar from Rafsadi Gain. Right? 10 times. So there's many, multiple times. But this is, according to Rashi, this is the Igadiki Inyan of Shofar. The Rambam added the Inyan and the Chashuv, the Rambam said Tkiya Shofar. Remez Yeshboy, Avbish, because of Remez Yeshboy, Shnema Uri Shane Mishnaskim, Shavu comes to awaken a person, Ilan Hashegim Kol Yemein, Bahavli Azman, or Kiksim Tademaskim, Zichu Barachim, to awaken a person to make a Cheshman Nevers, to get Shuva, to change. Yeah, it's not a theme of Shavu, it's not a steer, they all coexist harmoniously. It's not a problem. So that's the first point. But now is the second point. So this Inyan, Rashi was Mechadish, and even when you're not blowing said Brochus, the first three Kalis are here. of Tashrat or Tashat or Tarat, the Malchus Zikakolus, the second three are Zichonis Zikakolus, and the third set are Shepharis. What benefit? Before benefit or after? That's what Rashi says. Mi Sheper, Yosami Davin, the Chagos Manus Malashoifor. So he blows the nine Kolus. No, not just nine Kolus. He blows three, he still do three sets of three. It's three for Malchus, and three for Zichonis, and three for Shepharis. Avada, when they come together, so then it's immediately it's some of the nearest teshu de nivo, but it can be even later too. Now the second point, second point is the yeshema, that there's a symmetrical relationship, the heinul, not only that malchus chon shayfers define or give us the themes of tkiyah shayfer, but Malchus and Shoifers themselves are deraisa when they're accompanied by Shoifers. And that's the terrace of Ramban's Kasha. What do we say that Malchus and Shoifers are deraisa, which Rashi seems to say in Chumash? Seems to say. And the Gemara says, When you have Shoifers, then when the brochers are accompanied by Tkir Shaifa, then the brochers are the rice. They came the rice. Not only in the Shaifa, but the brochers, Tkir's outside the brochers is a compound Kim the rice. However, the Gemara that Ramban brings to the Flamidalit, it says that Shneimah Kusher Yoris, Barachas Pekin, Barachas Mevokim, Etelechim Mokim Shepekin, not Mokim Shevokim, what's the Tzidah, the rice of the Abundance, that's very good. They're talking about what it says, the Mokum Shavokum has no Shofar. So they're the only davening Muslim, they have no Shofar. So there, without Shofar, Malchus Shofar is Drabonin. It's Drabonin. The Indian is the same about the Indian, but the Chi of Minat Torah is only when they're accompanied by Shofar. By himself is Drabonin. How could I come here with Shalom? Very good. It could be lemons like this. How do you know it's a chiyuv tefillin? It could be that midrash is a chiyuv tefillin. On the other hand, it could be that even Rashi holds that tefillin is rabban. That's a mutzah tefillin, the rabban. But it could be this chiyuv is only in tefillin. And you have been examples of that. You understand what I mean? It could be that even the chiyuv the daven every day is rabban, but such a thing is a mutzah of tefillin in a Torah. For example, big as kainim we recite in tefillin. Because Kainim is in tefillah. Kain can't get up in the middle of nowhere and say Bracha. But the mitzvah of some Shem is in tefillah, even though tefillah is upon it, but in the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the Kiyam Deraisa is within tefillah. So there's a mitzvah of tefillah min HaTorah l'gabe that mitzvah. So you're talking about there's a mitzvah of tefillah min HaTorah l'gabe the mitzvah of Machat HaShavis. Well, that's not enough to say Shema Yisrael, Shemucho, Shemimot. It has to be in the concept of Bracha. You're talking about it. Okay, now we'll start mentioning the Dafam Beis. That's our Dhamma. Now we'll see this. Say the brokers. I'm always divorced from the Shem. We kill Malchus in one bed in the Kaya. Always divorced from the Shem. The third broker at the Kodesh. And the Rabbi Yechon ben Uri was the first time in the Mishnah says that Malchus should be recited with the third bracha, Dutas Hashem. Ve'ein Neitekeya. But when he finishes the third bracha with Malchus, he doesn't blow. Dutas Hayoim Mitekeya. Dutas Hayoim Mitzebracha and stories of the Shmonesi that we say in Rosh Hashanah all days, on all trees. Ma'ir Shachis Minchatu. Dutas Hayoim consists of Atu Bachatonu. He goes to the Melech HaKolel and Kluv HaPedecho and Chassim is Melech HaKolel Mekadesh Yisroelim HaZikor. And he has said, and so he recites that by itself, Vitekeya, and he blows Shoyf. Zichroines Vitekeya, Shephoris Vitekeya, Reim HaVeda Hido Begisken, Divei Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, Ongo Bekibim, Men Tchel Malchis, Lomu Mazkir, he's not going to blow Shoyf of Malchis, why does he say? Lomu Mazkir, the Gemara says the Gemara is about to me alone masking with one of my Yitka, we will see Elo rather I'm always good to Hashem because Malchus and Dutz Hayyim ותקיה, זכרנס ותקיה, שבת ותקיה, ואין מעבד לידוע בגשכן. זה מהחויגת, we follow בקיבשית, זה כל מלכיס בקדושת היום. What's the issue here? The issue here is like this. The issue is that the poshet, everybody knows it, the drum shoot maybe this poshet wound is in the first grade. But we'll mention it, we'll go back. Like this, the tefillah of Shabbos and Yom Tov consists of Zayin Brachos, Gimel Rishonet, Gimel Achronet, and Brachim Tzoros, which we call Dus Hayom. Okay, then that's a standard tefillah. That's a Tzuras tefillah. The specific character of Dus Hayom varies. Rosh Hashanah has his own Brachim Tzoros. Okay, then you have Zechiv to add three brachos. Malchus Imul Vonai. Malchus, Chon Shabbos, which we learned either Midrash or Asmachta, which we just saw from Sukkim, so you have to add three. You have to make an addition. Malchus, Chon Shabbos. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Tzlisa Shachar, the Gemara in Brochus, in the fourth parak, the Gemara brings Rayis and Mekoris, that Hanne, the Gemara says, the seven, what's the Mokov of the seven Brochus? What's more of 18 brachos or 19 brachos? 18 brachos, can I get the chulish of a shedro? For example, the Gemara says, Hanei test the Rosh Hashanah, can I get me? 9 brachos, so we say in Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, can I get me? And can I get the 9 as chorus, 9 times it says, Shem Hashem in Tfilas Chanuk, which is after of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Tfilas Chanuk. Oh, it's Libi Vashem, it's a Rosh Hashanah Diki Inyan. So the 9 brachos that we say, and Rosh Hashanah says the Gemara Brachos is connected to the Teisha Askarish of Tfilas Chanuk. So there's a problem. The problem is that we begin with a base of 7, we add 3, that comes to 10, but you only say 9. But we only say 9 Brachos. So what do you do? So the answer is that the 2 Brachos have to be combined. So imagine there are 3 Shittas in the Gemara, which brachos have to be combined. So that's the background. So Rebbe Chaim says, if you're combining brachos, combine malchus and Kedushas Hashem, the third brachos. Rebbe Kiva says, combine malchus with Kedushas Hayom. Hashem Gamliel in the Gemara in the Brisa says here, combine zichronos with Kedushas Hayom. Okay, that's the background for the Shabbos. That's it now. Let's begin. All right. Bala Mor brings, if you have a moment to take a look. It's in David Alf and Abbe Rish. Bala Mor says, the last 4 lines in Bala Mor. Bala Tisma Amar Shomano Shenishano Min Hovgit Bresa Achoin. Ani Zohur. Bala Mor says, I remember. Ki Rishi Beyaldusi. I always want to learn this. Balmor started writing Sefer Mor when he was less than 20. Like he says in Dom, he was less than 20. So how long did he get him to get from Brochus to Rosh Hashanah? Not so long. Because if you're such an Ivory that he started writing at 19, so it didn't take him so long to write the Sefer Mor. So he says, I need Zohar Rishi Beyadusi. So Zohar Beyadusi is like an old man reminiscing about 70 years ago. But he says, I need Rishi Beyadusi. When I was a child, I remember I saw. Yeah. Ani zocho ki vise biyadusi. Kol hatzibo mispalulim bimusofim sheva. The minig was that the tzibo came in and they davened 7. Bimusof. They can't have a musof. They got up and they davened a musof. The musof was a replica of shachris. Sheva means the same sheva davened shachris in my. They davened musof again. And that's all they did. Vishat shiyaksibo levado yohyo mispalul teisha. Shiyaksibo said Malchus on Shabbos, and he's Chazor Tashas, and everybody obviously listened. Was there with Shemei Koyne? So that's how they were Mekayim. That's how that was their Musaf. V'hoyu teilu min hogam b'min hogei yeshivas ha'goinim. Yichein motzu kosa b'sifrayim, and they said that the minig is based on the min hogim of the yeshivas ha'goinim. Chein tim tzavichos v'vitzu d'megiyas, v'vi ben giyas, v'vitz geyas. Let's understand. What does this mean? Well, what's the pshat in this mean? The question is, consider the following shaila. Let's say somebody is not a Boki, and the Boki Mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a long time Boki. Chula, I'm saying somebody's not a Boki. So can the same thing be done? Can somebody get up on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Shabbos and Yom Tov for that matter, and daven the Gimel Shainis, Gimel Achvainis, and in the middle of Boki he doesn't know, he'll leave out, and he'll say, he'll finish his Manasseh, and he'll be Yitzhak, then he'll listen to the Chazor Tashatz to be mashlim what he was missing in his tefillah. We can extend the question. Somebody doesn't know that you give him Tzoyis B'chayu. It's the same question. It's exactly the same question. Can he daven Gimel Shainis, Gimel Achvainis? That's not that you give him Tzoyis. And the B'yay say that then he'll hear Shmanes for second time. From this chance. Can he do it? What do you say? Yes, no, maybe.
Is Seder's not marked?
What?
Is Seder's not marked?
Well, the Seder is the Makiv and not is Machlokes Mashlim Tosfos. Well, that's even the Niach of the Seder Minei Beis HaMakiv. But it's a different question here. The question is there a Chetz of Tefillah of six brachos? Is there a Chetz of Tefillah of six brachos? The Takana is Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, colloquially Shmoneh Esrei. And Pashtos, there's a minimal of brachos that a Makiv is also. If you don't, somebody doesn't know, to get up and say, that's certainly with the Zavu. That doesn't sit well with anybody, I don't think. But intuitively, it's a Bochel of Atolkima. It's a Bochel of Atolkima. You can't recite one Bochel of Shmanesri. So by the same token, you can't recite six. It's possible you can't get up and say six Bochels. Either you're diving Shmanesri or not. If not, so the person is Nenu Boki and there's a Tekhon of him. For him, we have Chazor Tashas, for the Nenu Bikim. Before the printing presses were invented. Today they can daven from the Siddur. But there's an age there, but you can't pick and choose brachos. You can't. The brachos are ma'akvah zuzu. So you can't get up and say, gimu shenes, gimu achoynes. It's not a tefillah. It's not a tefillah, so then it's brachos matol. So if they did this, if they got up in Musaf, Tashad, what about a Musaf? The three brachos. See, that's not like this. You have, in our tefillah, you have the two parts of our tefillah. You have brachos and tefillah, and you have things which are additions, hesophos, askoros, what they call. For example, Yalav Yovai. Yalav Yovai. On the Yomim, the Machayiv askoros, such as Cholmoid, or Rosh Chodesh. So we add askor, Mein HaMoiro, it's called. Baruch Hashem, Mirim, B'chol Yerim, Mirim, Tehen, Lim, B'chosav. So we mentioned the day, even though it doesn't have its own, even those days which have don't have enough dusa yoyim to mechayim a special tefillah of zayin brachos, we have an avochid to get tefillah, but nevertheless we have a skov mein ayin. Those are hosafos. There we have a foolish. There we have the traces in brachos to the shachar bin shilas of a hag. That somebody good. The hag is. As it's lacham myself, but you talk in the chiluk chilu. But the bahag is talking about somebody davening on Rosh Chodesh and God Dal Biyovik. So the bahag is mechadish even if he's a book. In a book, he's not. He's never allowed to rely on the shetzibul on the regular weekday. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, yeah. But when there's a lot of brachos. But on a weekday, a book, he must daven. Can't say I'm going to listen to Chazor Tashas. But if he davened and if God Dal Biyovik, so he can choose to listen to Chazor Tashas from beginning to end. And because really he's mechuyav to daven again, but for whatever reason he can't. If he doesn't want to, so he can be yotzei. He's a chiyuv of saying tefillah with the Yalav Yovai by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. What's the pshat? He's a bogi. He can't do that. Teretz is the etzim kiyum of tefillah he had already. He was in time mitzvah tefillah. So I said the one of that day because he recited Shmoneh Esrei. Why is he included to be Shmoneh Esrei? Because the Chachamim said that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed you have to add to Yeshachris and Mincha, you have to add Askoro Me'ein HaMe'oiro. That's called Yalav Yovai. And not only that, the Chiyuv to be Maskei Me'ein HaMe'oiro is Mechayiv to daven again, even a second time. Because the Chiyuv, not because you wouldn't come to feel Yeshachris. Because in Shachar the Chiyuv to be Maskir, and Chiyuv to be Maskir on some days, yeah, because some days not, my Rosh Chodesh, not, right, it's a dinim of Schalik. But we're talking about those days in which, those tefillahs in which you have to daven again. But the Chinese is not that you didn't daven. It's not that he didn't daven. For example, if between the first Menasseh and second Menasseh, somebody's very weak or whatever, not the concept of Asa, he wants to eat something, so he's not able to eat something, but Sechel Adam. Like this, he can't eat before davening, because Sechel Adam. But if somebody want to take a bite between first two or second tefillah, he could. Because he's not like he's missing tefillah. Chayei Sei Badova, they say, B'Shem Viskevov. B'Shem Viskevov, Chayei Sei Badova. Somebody wants to got Yal Viova, must have been Shabbos Mincha, got Yal Viova. So he mentioned the Viskevov, got Yal Viova. He said, oh, so you have, and then there's seven Vokas, for many Vokas. You're a very positive outlook in life. You say, oh, you're very, 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 very. So you have a what's the pshat? What did he mean to say? He meant to say that it's not brachas batolah. It's not brachas batolah. And somebody davens from Nesri. Because the alviyov, it's not the pshat. He davened 19 brachas batolah, and the first 19 brachas batolah. It's like somebody made a shahakol, and he dropped a cup of water. That's the brachas. It turns out that been a brachas batolah. Shaloi miskavi. This is not the case. You got the alviyov. It's brachas atzvila. He has to daven another seven brachas. So that's why the Bahag says that you can for that chiyuv to be mazgimena ma'iro. So you can listen to the shi'atziv of the biyachetu. That's incumbent on a book he's davening himself. Now, shall we spot a pshat in machis penes shaykes? How do we look at them? Are they to be viewed as a hesofa? It's a hesofa. Like a Torah's azkoro and Rosh Hashanah is the chiyuv to be meisiv and azkoro. The chiyuv to be meisiv, to make a hesofa. Machis penes shaykes. It's chayves hayoyim, mitzvot hayoyim. Okay, mitzvot hayoyim, let's say. Im ulfane machis, im ulfane sechones, im ulfane shechores. But either min ha-toyo or min ha-bonon, the place to be mekayim that, like we said before, the place to be mekayim that, yivad the gichiv and in, or im ulfane machis, shechay ikdash tam lukuni alechem chulu, is in tfilas musaf. But its capacity, it's not three more brachos on a par with the other seven. It's brachos taki, brachos with the chasim, with baruch ato Hashem. It's not like Yal Viovoi, which is not a very brachos with the Hashem. But that's the Altis Mel Chemes. You can have it could have been, you find, but Shammai holds that some Mesovas come with the chasim. So the fact that it's a chasim, it doesn't automatically tell you that it's not a score. It's a hesofa. It's like an askora. It comes in the form of a brocha, and it's added, it's appended to, it's added, it's attached to Tfilas HaMusaf. What's an afkamin? Afkamin is this minig of the Balmor, the Yisabi Yadusai from the Goinim. There's some that one can decide, one can give me a minig, the Daven 7, and to be honest, the Hechi of Hesofa and Askora with Shemei Goinim. Is it like that? And it's not like Daven, give me a chance, and leaving out the middle. Because no, it's a chefs of tefillah. Seven brachos of musaf constitutes a chefs of tefillah minus the hesofa. But it's not a brachos at all, like we just said. So you can do that. And they didn't look at tefillah. Now, continues the Baal Amor. The achshav of chosu hakol liya is mispalulim teisha brachos. And this is, he's telling you that when hogan changed. Atis mamash in ishtanu amin hogis. Says achshav chos v'akol liya is mitzvah l'mteisha brachos. Now, everybody died with nine brachos. This is the last line of David Aleph Nabirish. Well, what does he want? So that's poshut. He's telling you, he's citing this as an example of a shinui amin hogim. So, it's not the fact that from the arusai, from his youth, to the time he wrote this chibur, so the his contemporaries became more literate, more educated. They opened up more chadorim, and they became literate, and they learned the Malchus on Shoyfus. That's not a shini minik. That's not a shini minik. Today, anything you do, it's called a minik already. If you do it for 2 years and it's in the shul, it becomes a minik, minga mokum. Minhogim means halachic practices. And even those, that's partially, it's from the Shaini, from the Chaini. Minhogim things that are ruling halacha, not stam, things have no significance b'chol. Today they became minhogim. Today things totally, reik, mikol toichim, became minhogim. Ahim, ahim. So if Balmas says Ashav Chosim Hakaliyah is Mispalim Teshav Bochus means, and he calls it the Shina Minuk, means with a shift in Shita here, it's different Shita here. What does it mean? What's a different Shita? It means that they held the Chachomim that came later. They held it's not proper to do that. It's not proper to do that. To daven Musaf Zayin Bochus, that Musaf Zayin Bochus only, and then to hear the rest of the, and then to hear Shiach Sibos. Why not? Because they held, the Shinui Minik held, had a different approach to Malchus Chon Shofar, and they held, it's not that Tosefes Askoro which comes, but rather it's part of the Chefs of Tfilah. The Chefs of Tfilah of Musa Bakuman, we'll soon see in a minute. And the Chefs of Tfilah of Musa Bakuman is not a Chefs of Tfilah of seven brachos, it's a Chefs of Tfilah of nine brachos. And just like you can't, out of the 19 that we daven every day, you can't daven six. And B'yotzei Shmei was the other 13, and of the Chefs of Zayin Brochus and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't daven 6, and B'yotzei is 7th of Shmei Kainer. Of the Chefs of Tefillah of Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, you can't daven 7. It's Brochus of Atolah. The same thing as the other examples. It's all or nothing. Again, if it's not a Brochi, so Hechel Goodness, listen, Chazor Tashas. But you can't pick a few Brochus that you know and recite. So that's the Shinui Minik, it's different Shinui. That it's a chiv, there's no difference between Malchus, Chon Shofar, Ovos, Gvuros, Avoid Oidor, Bigasin. They're all integral components of that Chefs of Tefillah of Musaf. Oh. Now, the next page, Balmor continues with a new paragraph, but it's a Hemshek, direct Hemshek. And this is a connection. Continues Balmor, Vani Oimer, this is very fascinating. Balmor says, Vani Oimer, Ki Mishere Shalocho, Ein Rosh Hashanah Sheva Brochos Ela Teisha Hein Loilom Bein Bavis Bein Beshachis Bein Musa Bein Bemincha. This is a famous sheet of the Balamor, which is it's an opinion, it's a theoretical, hypothetical opinion, which he himself says right away it's not Lemaisa. He didn't do it. Nobody does it. Balamor says that really he holds that the pashas is that Machis Ben Shavuot should be recited in every tefillah of Hashanah, Ma'ariv Shachis and Minchato. It's not only Musa. It's that the Rosh Hashanah to get davening tefillah is in the consist of nine brachas, and he brings the Gemara brachas. So we said, "Kumei shetiva beperek tefillah shachar." The Gemara says, "Hanish manasrek neged me, hanishivu keneged me, shivu the Shabbat, the seven brachas on Shabbos keneged me, hanay teisha brachas the Rosh Hashanah keneged me." So neither mikach, and all chaz, just like 18 is all tefillahs of 18, and seven in Shabbos is not only one of the Shabbos that gets tefillahs of seven, and the others have some other number. No, the seven of Shabbos means all tefillahs of Shabbos are seven. So when the Gemara says Tfilas Rosh Hashanah Teisha Brochus Rosh Hashanah, the passage the Gemara says Balamor means all brochus, all tefillas of Rosh Hashanah have nine brochus. What's the smichus in Yom? Why do we say this right now? Because it has direct bearing on the Tumin Hogim. Because that's poshut. The Balamor held that if the chefs of tefillah, he speaks out, says Tfilas Musim on Rosh Hashanah, we daven nine. The same way we dive in seven on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It means that Rosh Hashanah, the Chefs of Tefillah, is a Tefillah of nine. It's a Tefillah of nine. If that's a Shachar, that's a Ma'ariv, that's a Mincha, that's a Musaf too. It's nothing unique about Musaf, b'chlal not. So there's a Tefillah of nine brachos. So for Shetzach, you can't dive in half of the nine, you can't dive in six of the nine, seven of the nine, you can't split up it's one integral unit of nine brachos. They form a unit of nine brachos, a Chefs of Tefillah of nine brachos. That's what he says. Says so the minig was to daven. The old minig was to daven seven and to be yetzish mekoyin to the others. Then the minig changed. And so we said the minig changes a shift in sheet. But on the oimer that it makes all the new minig is hypothetically is very correct. They're right because really something else here. That was like this. It could be that tefillas musaf is a tefillah of nine brachos and shachar is not. That's also a possibility. It was the ones that changed the meaning. It could be they held that Ashik Nasek Deilu or whatever Chavetz B'Masaki, and then Musaf Hashanah has nine brachas. And you would draw the same conclusion. The conclusion is the same. There is a chavetz of two of nine brachas, you can't split it. You can't split it. But Shachar is a seven. Shachar is the other three tools is a seven. And Musaf is different. Chavetz Baal Moy said, you're right, but it's even more than that. Not only Musaf is nine, all the tools are nine. So that's the Smithers in Yom. Now, the Rambam has yet a little different approach to this. Hilchos Tefila, Perek Gimel. In Peg Bay's a Stila Locha. Hey, the man said, Bishabas is the Amtavi Missal Sheva Box about Tila. Solitary Shain, Solitary Shainis, Bochem Solis, may I say you? Good. Shabbos, you say Mikashi Shabbos, we go to Mikade, she's Rav Azmanin. Rosh Hashanah, he's talking about. Shachris and my Shachris, Chayes and Melech Hakolot, and Chayes and Yisrael and Yisrael. Fine. Says Rabbi Min Alof Avov here. But the Chol Bamed Vav Memuim that we daven on Rosh Hashanah seven Vavos Betzulas Avis Shachris Umincha. Avo Betzulas Tefilas Amosobin Shosh Hashanah Mispalo Teisha Vavos. That's good. Teisha Vavos that we know. Shalosh Rishonos. Shalosh Achronos. So call Yom, the Shalosh Emsoyes, and three middle brachas. Continues the Rambam, Rishaino, Min Emsoyes, and Yono, Malchios, Shnio, Zichroinos, Shishis, Shephoros, Vachoisim, Cholachas, Men, Mei, in Yono. Very striking. What's striking about Rambam? Yeah, he leaves out Yuhayiga Chosek, Yilu. If you go in our sugi, in the beginning of sugi, he goes chosin asecha. If you go in our sugi, and let's read another Rambam, Chayetze Bedova, and Ilchos Shefetz also. Hatzibu in Perek Gimel, Allah Rambam says, Hatzibu Chayobin, Perek Gimel Lachazayin, Hatzibu Chayobin, Nishmaya, Tkiyas, Asei Devochis, Keitzad, then he brings the Mishnah. He says, "Oy meshetibo avoyes gvuoyes edusas Hashem." Malchiyos with the kesher shalosh. Vay mezichroinos with the kesher shalosh. Vay meshefoyos with the kesher shalosh. Vay mavaydo idol pigas tainim. So the second time, he also leaves that duzayim. He leaves that lagamrei. Niflum oyd. It's not a coincidence. Once melee, and even once is not a coincidence. And nothing concerns the Rambam. Nothing concerns the Rambam. And twice is that the Ma'ase says, look in the Gemara. Look what the Talmud Beis says like this. The Gemara brings a Brisa. Vehechon oimo, in the middle of the, right in the middle of the Gemara. And the Shua begins the Kol Mokim. In the middle of that line it says, Vehechon oimo le Dushas Hayom. What do you say Dushas Hayom? Tanya, Rebbe Yemi, ima Malchis oimo, Mamasin, Kol Mokim, Revis, Afkan Revis. What do we say Dushas Hayom? On Rosh Hashanah. So Rebbe said in Malchus, Malchus is a Revius, it was a Yom Kabul Zabu the Boch Revius. Shem Gamli Lo Yom Yimaz Echroinois, Oymo. Mama Sin Mechomokum Be'emsa, Aftan Be'emsa. When Mechomokum is always in the middle of seven, so four is the middle of seven. And if you have nine, we have nine, so the fifth is the middle of nine. Flanked by four on either side. But here, the Losh Nagmor, here, like this, in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, the bracha that's looking for a home, so to speak, the homeless bracha is Malchus. Malchus is the homeless bracha. So Rabbi Yechon Menuhi put Malchus with Dus Hashem, and Rabbi Kiva with Dus Hayom. In the Braise, the homeless bracha Dus Hayom. Hey, Chonoimro, where do we find the place of Dus Hayom? Where does Dus Hayom find its place? So Rabbi said, put it into Malchus. He only said, put it into Zechonos. The Hainu, and this is the Mokul Rambam's approach. Hainu is a totally different approach here. The Braisa held that the two things, the Chetz of Tefillah of Musaf is nine brachas. That's one. The chesed tefillah of nine brachos, that's for sure. These are the shavas. This is the chesed tefillah. Second of all, the etzem tefillah's mussar for Hashem is different. The etzem chesed tefillah is gimel shayinus, gimel chayinus, and the middle is malchus chayinus shayfas. Malchus chayinus. But being that we're saying in Rosh Hashanah, so we have to say, Tuzayim comes, Ki'ilu, it's hard to say, Ki'ilu comes in Betarius Tosefis, Tarius Azkoro. We're davening in Malchus and Shavis on Rosh Hashanah, so we have to be Maski, Mein Emoyu, B'yayim, B'zikon, Azze. So if they have, we have a book for Tuzayim. Tuzayim. That's like, that's like we mentioned, that's the Iker Tefillah. Shachar is in my Shachar, that's the Iker Chelg of Tefillah. So here it comes as an addition, as a Tosefis. But being that comes as a Tosefet, but that doesn't define the Chesed Tefillah. What defines the Chesed Tefillah is the Tefillah's Malchus Ben Shofers. That's the Tefillah. That's the Mitzvah Hayom. Imul Ufanai. The Imul Ufanai means constructs the entire Tefillah of Malchus Ben Shofers. The entire Tefillah consists of Malchus Ben Shofers. Because Hayom comes as a Tosefet. As a Tosefet. So Meila, Rebbe said, what do we plug in? What do we add? What do we attach? The Tosefet. Because Hayom, Rebbe said, Malchus. Malchus, why Bracha Vivius? And Shmuel says, no, we attach it to service to Zayim to Zichronis. Zichronis does not make dancing. Really, that's his Rambam. That's his Rambam. The Rambam says in two places that Tfilas Musaf, Rosh Hashanah consists of nine Brachas, and he says, Machzor Shavuos leads up to Zayim. It's not good. So if you want to know that the Protim, in Halachis, he's telling you, telling you the halachic definitions of the Tfilas. So the definition of Tfilas Musaf is Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Amsoyis, Malchus Shavuos, and Gimel Achronis. You want to know what the specific Nusach is, so you look at the Rabbi and wrote a Siddur. Take a look at the end of Sefer Avo, you have a Siddur, and he tells you, then we say in the Baruch Rabbi, it's Rosh Hashanah Musaf, he's saying Malchus Shavuos, he wasn't like Rav Kiva, like in the Mishnah. But that's not the answer definition. The definition of Tfilas is the Rambam is the bride. Rambam hasn't like the brings the bride. It's a tefillah of Machon Shabbos. The whole different, perspective. I do know Shabbos.